News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Tomorrow will be President Biden's farewell speech to world leaders at the UN General Assembly. He's expected to talk about his accomplishments and a top priority to end the war in Gaza. The Israeli military says today dozens of jet fighters and hundreds of rockets attack sites in Hezbollah, the Iran-backed militants in southern Lebanon. There are hundreds of deaths and thousands injured, says the Lebanese health ministry. Former President Donald Trump campaigning in western Pennsylvania, visiting a farm, speaking with local people in Indiana, Pennsylvania.
You will be protected and I will be your protector. Women.
Mr. Trump, to the crowd's approval, also said that migrants are ruining small towns in America forever. The union of striking Boeing aircraft workers is trashing what the company says is its final offer. Record high closes on Wall Street. This is ABC News. It's enough to make you cry in your beer. Pubs are closing at an alarming rate.
More than 50 pubs a month on average were lost in England and Wales during the first half of this year, according to new government figures. The past few years have been tough on the venerable institution. First COVID, then skyrocketing inflation caused operating costs to rise. While the cost of living crisis depressed sales. Pub landlords say the government must urgently help out by cutting taxation on alcohol while keeping a lid on the business tax rate to buck the trend. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
Ahead of the holiday season, the government is once again mailing out COVID tests. Starting later this month, Americans can order 4 free tests from the Department of Health and Human Services. The nasal swab test will be delivered free. It will be available to order on covidtests.gov. Last year, the federal government program mailed 900 million free tests. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More school threats. A 12-year-old girl all the way in Arizona was taken into police custody for making a threat to Milwaukee schools. Milwaukee police were investigating the threat and ended up tracking the IP address to her home in Buckeye, Arizona. She's now facing felony charges, including making a terroristic threat. You'll remember last week we reported that the State Department of Justice is asking parents to talk to your kids about these threats and make sure they understand how serious they are. The Trump campaign announced Sunday that they are launching a Wisconsin bus tour that will run from September 23rd to September 25th. The bus tour consists of 9 stops ending in Waukesha. The tour will feature former presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy and RNC committee co-chair Laura Trump at the last stop in Waukesha. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Green Bay wins back-to-back games with a backup quarterback. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. For the second straight week, Malik Willis guided the Packers to victory, a 30-14 win over his former team, Tennessee. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Willis has come up big for Green Bay.
That is the number one job of the quarterback, take care of the football, and he's done a great job of not putting it in harm's way. And quite frankly, that's allowed us and given us confidence to open some of the things up, to come out and throw a pass on the first play of the game, anticipating they'd be geared up for a run, you know, and to get that big big explosion play to Jay Reid, I thought, really set us off.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain but could return this week. Next up, the Packers play the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday. The Brewers made an impressive comeback, its largest in 20 years, by rallying from down 8-0 in the third inning to win 10-9 over Arizona on Sunday. Next up, three games on the road in Pittsburgh before finishing the regular season with the Mets at home. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clear this evening, increasing clouds overnight. Cool lows in the upper 40s. A mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, highs in the low 70s. Mostly sunny Wednesday, high into the mid 70s. And sunshine continues into Thursday, highs upper 70s. It's 55 right now.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Bill Carroll, President, Teamsters Joint Council 39, and Ben Wickler, Chair of Wisconsin Democratic Party. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy brand new week. It's Monday. It's a lot going on in the world today. A lot to talk about. Just FYI, I will be speaking at the Grassroots Radio Conference in New Orleans this week. It's toward the end of the week, although there is a hurricane coming. I think it's going to be okay. I've got to reach out to them and make sure. My friend David Sirota will be there. The conference also brings independent journalists and networks, share ideas, bring their voices together. Just Google annual Grassroots Radio Conference in New Orleans, and you'll get all the information. Also, I have a new book out, The Hidden History of the American Dream, The Demise of the Middle Class, and How to Rescue Our Future. I'll be signing books at the Frugal Muse in Chicago and Darien, Illinois on October 9th. You should call them and let them know you're coming. They're trying to figure out, you know, how many people to plan for. And at Powell City of Books here in Portland on October 15th. The third hour of our program today, the entire third hour, is going to be a National Progressive Town Hall meeting with Congressman Ro Khanna taking your calls for the hour, just FYI. In the first hour here, I want to get into Tim Walz providing a healthy example of how to be a man. Also, the murder rate fell this year at the fastest rate in American history. Thank you, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And the Federal Trade Commission is suing Big Pharma for inflating insulin prices. We'll get into that in the second hour of the program. Also, U.S. public schools banned 10,000 books in the most recent academic year. Say what? Really? We're really going to go down this Nazi path? And Liz Cheney wants a new political party. We'll talk about that in the second hour. What could it look like? Very interesting. After my rant here, I want to play a little YouTube clip for you, my topic two clip of Tim Walz providing a healthy example of being a man. This is a fascinating new piece that the Walz campaign just came out with. But along those lines, and I'll get to that in just a few minutes. But along those lines, this is my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com. So this is not what real men do, and. You know, it's basically, you know, it starts out with Mark Robinson. You know, Mark Robinson is the candidate, the lieutenant governor of North Carolina who's running for governor. He's the gubernatorial candidate. And he's apparently posted, and it came out over the weekend, or actually I think it was on Friday, but after the show got off the air, that by CNN, reporting that Robinson has referred to himself as a black Nazi, has said that he would like slavery to come back so that he could buy a few slaves, that he's really into weird sex, including sex with his sister-in-law. I mean, this is just strange stuff. This is the same guy who told a church audience that, quote, some people need killing, who called the queer community maggots, filth, and flies, who claimed Michelle Obama was born a man, who said Jewish bankers are one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse, who said that the moon landing was faked, that it's time to start reading the writings of Hitler and Mao, and claimed that the movie Black Panther was made by an agnostic Jew only interested in black people's shekels. Yeah. So the top three people in his campaign resigned over the weekend, but there are some reports that they didn't resign because they were horrified by the revelations. Apparently, they've known about this kind of stuff all along. I mean, this is just like kind of par for the course for Mark Robinson. Apparently, now, you know, this is subject to fact-checking, so, you know, right now it's opinion. But apparently, they resigned because they thought he was going to lose. And so, hey, now's a good time to bail out of this campaign and find another job someplace else because, you know, in just a matter of 2 months or less, this guy's going to be toast. So, right. And in fact, we are, oh, we don't have how many days out from the election we are. 32? 42. Thank you, Sean. 42 days out from the election. So, Raw Story is arguably the, you know, one of the top, certainly one of the top five progressive news sites in the world. And they regularly publish my stuff. And they've got, you know, staff, paid writers. And one of them is a guy named Tom Boggioni. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. And he went out and asked a bunch of Robinson Trump voters if they're, you know, if these revelations from CNN are going to cause them to rethink their support for Mark Robinson. Quote, Kirk Giles, 50, asserted that this is kind of a guy thing.
There's not a man alive who's never looked at porn or did something stupid on porn because we're men. That's what men do, he admitted. Pressed on Robertson's praise of Nazism, he said, well, there's a lot of men that say some stupid stuff on these porn sites. The thing is, you say stupid stuff just to get attention. People strive for attention. That there's attention seekers out there. End quote. You know, for the record, this is not what men do. Saying that you want to be a Nazi, that you want to own slaves, that you want to have weird sex with your sister-in-law. It's just, this is not what men do. I realize there are some men who do this kind of stuff, you know, kind of the Donald Trump sort of men. But this is not what decent, caring, honest, hardworking, patriotic family men do. None of it. Instead, this is what bigots and racists and fascists do, be they male or female. Another thing that men don't do is tattoo serial numbers on the arms of children as they send them off to concentration camps. This came from Donald Trump over the weekend. Now, keep in mind, I mean, you know, we had a mass deportation in the 1950s. It was called Operation Wetback. It was run by the Eisenhower administration. They swept up almost a million people in the United States and deported them to Mexico. An estimated 20,000 were people who were American citizens, but they just couldn't find their citizenship papers or prove that they were citizens or prove that they were born here, particularly if they were home births, in time for the deportation police. So over the weekend, Sinclair Broadcasting's Cheryl Atkinson asked Donald Trump how to avoid a similar legal and political disaster, because that really hurt the Eisenhower administration when it came out that they were deporting American citizens. And Trump says, we're getting the criminals out, and we're going to do that fast, and we know who they are, and the local police know their names, and they know their serial numbers. Right. He went after the so-called liberal media and the radical left lunatics. He said, you take a young woman with two beautiful children, and you put her on a bus and ends up on the front page of every newspaper. It makes it a lot harder. So yes to mass deportation, even of women and children, but you put one wrong person on a bus or an airplane, and your radical left lunatics will try and make it sound like the worst thing that's ever happened. So his solution? Give all these children serial numbers. Hey, like, that's never been tried before. Let's just tattoo a serial number on your arm, and we will not lose you, and we will not deport you. How about that? Won't that be sweet? Yeah. Trump has also told evangelicals that if they elect him this year, they'll never have to vote again. And over the weekend, he put this message on his failing Nazi-infested social media site. He said, women will be happy, healthy, confident, and free. You will no longer be thinking about abortion because it is now where it always had to be with the states and a vote of the people. Yeah. tell that to the women who have died because of the Trump abortion bans. These are not the words of a real man. Donald Trump is essentially a frightened, angry child, as his niece, Mary Trump, has so often pointed out in her great Substack newsletter. He's incapable of empathizing with anybody who's not a wealthy, white, predatory man. My SiriusXM colleague, Dean Obidala, wrote yesterday and documented in detail, Trump and the GOP spewed bigotry, sexism, or incited violence every day last week. And Dean went through every day of the week and gave examples. I mean, you know, Trump's a pathetic imitation of a man. And the example of masculinity he's offering is damaging many young men in America right now. It's destroying families, ruining lives, and hardening America to misogynistic brutality. You know, we need positive examples. We need to replace man as predator and dominator with man as cooperator and partner. And I think, frankly, we do have some good examples in our society. I'll play a clip of Tim Walz, you know, being one of those examples on the other side of this break. This is, you know, we just need to reject this toxic, sick, toxic form of masculinity and re-embrace the kind of masculinity of, you know, frankly, my father's generation, volunteering to fight in World War II. That was the manly thing to do then. Not this weird stuff that's coming up. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Stay tuned. I'll be right back with you, Steve. We'll be right back. I don't have a one sheet. Attention American homeowners, you already do so much to protect your home, but there's a hidden threat you may not even know about, title theft. Homeowners nationwide have over $32 trillion in equity, an all-time high. With everything going on in the state of the U.S. economy, home ownership is more challenging than ever, and title theft is one less thing you should have to worry about. That's why you need protection from the crime the FBI calls house stealing, where the equity in American homes is the target. If your title isn't being monitored, scammers can transfer it into their name, take out loans, and your equity could be wiped out without you ever knowing. Protect your equity with triple lock protection from our friends at Home Title Lock. Title Lock is 24/7 monitoring, alerts, and restoration services. So sign up today. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code TOM, that's T-H-O-M, and you'll get your first 30 days of triple lock protection for free and a complete title scan of your home's title so you can make sure that your home hasn't already been compromised. That's 30 days free and a title report for using the promo code TOM at HomeTitleLock.com.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The green and gold tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965 following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It is National Monte Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches, it's like bell bottoms. You just haven't heard about it in like 40 years. But it got me thinking, what's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first, the Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Yeah. And I'll tell you why, because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have the brat packed with tons more taste than a Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Matt and Air on Air.
Want to give a shout out to Scott from Shorewood, who came by after the show yesterday and dropped off the new Matt and Air on Air mascot. He has a friend who has a 3D printer, and they made Elon Musk as Jabba the Hutt. So Elon the Hutt.
You can tell that he grew up the prince of an apartheid king. It's amazing.
I'm sure this won't get us banned from Twitter.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Our free Hartman Report podcast recaps the show every day. It's available wherever you find great podcasts.
There's one reason why most probiotics fall short. It all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Go to justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, that's to get that 20% off. justthrivehealth.com, use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M.
He doesn't hide behind lies and fear. That's not what real men do around here. A real man lifts up the ones he loves. Stands for truth when push comes to shove. Doesn't hate, doesn't cheat, doesn't scream. That's not the way of a man with a dream. This is not what real men do. They don't lie, they don't spew. Real men work hard, they love. They fight for what's good, for what's right. No, this is not what real men do.
Welcome back, 22 minutes past the hour. Tim Walz, is he providing a healthy example of being a real man in American society? Well, you know, I mean, I get it that it's kind of sexist to say men are into cars, but men kind of are into cars. Here's Tim Walz. This is just a little clip. This is about 40 seconds out of a 2.5-minute piece that he has put up on the internet. Here it is. I'm not hearing the audio, Sean. Nate? Okay. For some reason, we're not getting the audio from this thing. And so we'll play it after the bottom of the hour. There's a few other stories here that I wanted to share with you. The Handmaid's USA continues. Now, the good news is this just finally got resolved. And this woman is now back in school and hopefully on a path to become a physician. But this is a young woman who, 23 years old, Amari Marsh, South Carolina. And she was pregnant. And she had all kinds of pain. And she went to the hospital. She apparently had a chlamydia infection that she didn't know about. Now, chlamydia infections can cause miscarriages. And she went to the hospital. She was in all kinds of pain. They sent her home. She went back to the hospital hours later, again in pain. They sent her home again. Third time pain hit her. She went to the bathroom thinking that she was going to, you know, evacuate her bowels. And instead, the baby came out. And although it was very premature and it did not survive, but the state of South Carolina charged her with murder. Honest to God. And it took 13 months. They threw her in jail for 22 days without bond. She's facing 20 years to life in prison. Murder of and homicide by child abuse was the charge against her. Now, they have since dropped the charges, But that, this is after her spending 13 months, you know, looking at 20 years in prison and wearing an ankle monitor. Can you imagine what that would do to you? But she still wants to become a doctor. She's seen a therapist. She's taking classes at the local community college and you know, working in the right direction. But this is what happens when your state puts into place one of these Trump abortion bans. It's just crazy. Also, the speaking of murder, the actual murder rate, we're talking real murders here. The FBI just released its annual estimates for crime in the United States. 2023 showed an 11.6% decline in murder, a 3% decline in violent crime, and a 2.4% decline in property crime nationally last year. This is the largest one-year decline in the murder rate ever recorded in the history of the United States. In 1996, we had a 9% decline in the murder rate. This was the beginning of the big decline that they think had to do with our having taken lead out of gasoline 20 years earlier. But this is the... Now, part of this is because in 2020, the last year of the Trump administration, the murder rate actually went up. And so, you know, the murder rate coming back down is, you know, from that. But it's also now... dramatically lower. We had 2,500 fewer murders in 2023 than 2022, and 2022 showed the largest decline since 1960. So that was mostly just kind of mopping up the spike from when Trump was president, and now we're you know, really at low numbers. The reported rate of burglary was the lowest rate ever reported, while the rate of theft was the lowest rate since 1965, and auto theft was the only exception to this, where it had risen 44% from 2019. But that now is going down as well. Again, it appears to be coming down from a spike during COVID, during the last year of the Trump administration. There's evidence that auto theft is starting to come down this year in 2024 as well. So thank you, Tim Walz. Thank you, Kamala Harris. Thank you, Joe Biden. Tim Walz didn't have that much to do with this, but these are presumably the result of national leadership that is not, you know, making people insane. I am convinced that during the years of the Trump presidency, one of the reasons that our murder rates spiked during those 4 years and our violent crime rates spiked during those 4 years is that Trump was literally making Americans crazy. That he was making us sick and angry. And we've had 3.5 years of, you know, rational, thoughtful leadership. What say you? Stick around.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And we'll try to get that Tim Walz clip to you, too, on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS. Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
News from the center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Tomorrow will be President Biden's farewell speech to world leaders at the UN General Assembly. He's expected to talk about his accomplishments and a top priority to end the war in Gaza. The Israeli military says today dozens of jet fighters and hundreds of rockets attack sites in Hezbollah, the Iran-backed militants in southern Lebanon. There are hundreds of deaths and thousands injured, says the Lebanese health ministry. Former President Donald Trump campaigning in western Pennsylvania, visiting a farm, speaking with local people in Indiana, Pennsylvania.
You will be protected and I will be your protector. Women.
Mr. Trump, to the crowd's approval, also said that migrants are ruining small towns in America forever. The union of striking Boeing aircraft workers is trashing what the company says is its final offer. Record high closes on Wall Street. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The UW system has reversed course. Last week, System President Jay Rothman announced they would no longer be releasing campus-level enrollment data. For example, UW-Stevens Point enrollment data would include students at Marshfield and Wausau campuses. After backlash, they reversed that decision. Meanwhile, UW-Superior is set to get a floating classroom. Here's James Kelly.
The University of Wisconsin-Superior is nearly ready to unveil their floating classroom and research vessel. According to school officials, the project has been in the works for over a year and is now in its final stages before opening its doors for student use. The vessel will be called the Sadie Ann, and it will support programs for researchers, university students, and even K-12 students. The floating classroom is currently being built in Louisiana, but will sail up to Lake Superior once it meets Coast Guard requirements.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Just because you've been part of a hit show for 10 years doesn't mean your spinoff is a slam dunk. Just ask Eric Stone Street, who played Cam on Modern Family. A one-off called Mitch and Cam, which would have featured Stone Street and co-star Jesse Tyler Ferguson, who was Cam's partner Mitchell Pritchard on Modern Family, was in development but ended up not getting the green light. What was his reaction when he heard the network passed? He said his feelings were hurt. Actors are people, too. Actress Demi Moore says she biked 60 miles a day after becoming a mom for the second time. After giving birth in 1991 to her daughter Scout, Moore said she would bike 30 miles to the set of Indecent Proposal from Malibu and 30 miles home. I guess any excuse to get away from a crying baby. The actress admitted she felt pressure to drop weight, but also that at the time it was important to her to get back in shape as well, and there was no way she was giving up the lunch buffet at Golden Corral. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clear this evening, increasing clouds overnight. Cool lows in the upper 40s. A mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, highs in the low 70s. Mostly sunny Wednesday, high into the mid-70s. And sunshine continues into Thursday, highs upper 70s. It's 55 right now.
The Todd Alma Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that just a bit outside the movie
Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You gotta go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie. Yeah. Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump, on his Truthy Social platform, he wrote this, quote, "It was 3-on-1, but they were mentally challenged people against one person of extraordinary genius."
Real man of genius.
Here's to you, Orange Man. Losing by a whisker, then saying you won.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Jane Mattner and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Kristen Wolf returns from Democrats Abroad. If you live overseas, your vote counts too. Don't miss it.
Mattner on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
Ways, but pay attention. Watch their hands. They're shifting power, taking a stand. It's a silent coup, a quiet game. Rewriting laws without the flame. Behind the ropes and shadows.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Let's see if we can check out this Tim Walz clip again. Here it is.
All right, this thing, old school carburetor. You can always tell something about somebody's maintenance when how clean their air filter is. Look. To be able to work on this thing, you got a manual. It shows you exactly what to do to fix things on this. Donald Trump and J.D. Vance have a manual, too. It's called Project 2025, and it's a way to stick it to the middle class by giving tax cuts to the wealthiest. Look, they didn't give me a manual for this if you didn't plan on using it to fix your truck. They didn't create that Project 2025 just to have it set around as a doorstop. We know who these guys are. We know they got a playbook to rig the economy. Let's make sure it doesn't. You can always tell, again, somebody, if they keep a clean air filter, they do good maintenance.
There you go. As he's, you know, under the hood of his truck, right? I mean, this is, I'm just, you know, Tim Walz is so cool. It just, he's just great. All righty. So what's on your mind? Let's pick up some calls here. Stephen in Lexington, Kentucky. Hey, Stephen, what's on your mind today?
Hello, how are you this afternoon?
I am great, but I'll get better. What's up?
Well, that's good to hear. I was initially going to call about something else, but I wanted to point something out, though. I know exactly what Trump and Vance's playbook is. We all do. And I think Harris and Walz's team, if they're listening right now, what I would start doing if I were you all right now, I can guarantee you that Trump and Netanyahu are conniving together in order to make sure the United States gets involved in that war abroad. And if I were you all right now, I would start to point out the similarities between Netanyahu and Trump. They both are trying to avoid a prison term by using their own people as human shields. And that I would start really getting that involved in people's subconscious right now, because people need to hear that more and more. Another thing. This is just, this is so typical, because she needs to really talk. She just talked about this a little bit ago before. She needs to point out that Trump and Vance right now do not want to just deport illegal immigrants. They want to deport legal and illegal.
Yeah.
This is not a scare tactic. This is coming out of both of their two mouths.
Yeah, they're talking about denaturalizing
people. Springfield, Ohio right now.
Yeah, stripping people of their legal status, or even stripping people of their citizenship, denaturalizing.
Oh, they want to dehumanize people is what they want to do. We all know they do. And I tell you, I would not be surprised right now if Trump staged that whole thing last week. And the reason I say this, I don't come by this casually. They just recently said they were not going to press federal charges against his would-be assassin.
Mm-hmm.
That raises a red flag right there. Why would you not do that? Have they ever done that in the history of the Secret Service before? I think not. And the fact is, why would he be going... If this were real, why would he be putting his own life in danger by going to Springfield, Ohio, when all that stuff is going on, if indeed this actually did transpire. That's my question, and I think it's a very legitimate question to ask. Yes, I would be concerned, too, with Secret Service protection, but at the same time, if they're telling him that there's a lack of money right now, they're trying to get him to change his mind, it makes no sense at all. Why would anybody in their right mind want to do that?
Yeah, well, you know, Trump is all in on the racism here, and I mean, that's just very simple, what he's doing.
But at the same time, Tom, it doesn't make any sense.
No, well, it does to racists. I mean, you know, this is the strategy.
Life makes sense.
This is called
that
the dead cat strategy,
Stephen.
This is something that was pioneered by Boris Johnson in the UK. And although, I mean, you know, it goes back to probably Plato. But basically what Boris Johnson used to do is he'd come into, you know, he'd come in and he'd just say outrageous things. And this was, and once some, I believe somebody asked him, maybe it was somebody on his staff, you know, why is he doing this? And they said, it's the dead cat strategy. If you walk into a room and throw a dead cat on the table, nobody's going to talk about anything except the dead cat. What's that cat? Where'd that cat come from? Why is that cat dead? What are you doing with a dead cat? That's all that's going to be discussed. All Trump wants us talking about is black people in Missouri eating pets. It's a lie that he made up. You know, it's an old-fashioned racist lie. It goes way back. You know, these blood libels go certainly back to the Middle Ages against Jews and other minority groups. But
well,
that's what he wants us talking about.
Time around.
And the more that he, if he can go to Springfield, the more he can focus on this, the more that's what we're going to talk about. And he doesn't care.
Well, you know, I have to say, though, I wonder, though, if this is going to work, that playbook this time, because he mentioned eating dogs and cats during that debate. He looked like a fool.
If he really wanted to do this, he should have
kept his mouth shut.
But to the racists, you know,
it may work with the racists, but it's not going to work with everybody.
No, I get that, but that's all he cares about. Stephen, thank you for the call. Diane in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hey, Diane, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Last evening, a friend called and says, you know, I just read something, and it's about keeping women from voting. I said, what is this? She says, did you mention to me you watch a program, Tom Hartman? And I said, yeah. She says, he wrote this, and it was in the New Republic, and it's about the SAVE Act. Could you explain to me how serious this is becoming a problem for women to vote?
Yeah, this legislation would cause, would essentially create a federal law that does what several red states have already done, which is make it really, really difficult for married women to vote, to register to vote. And, you know, right now,
quite a few of us.
Exactly. Right now, in virtually all the blue states, this is no longer the case in red states, but in virtually all the blue states, if you're a woman and you want to register to vote, you show your identification. And you know, you just have to demonstrate that you're a United States citizen and you can vote. Not a particularly big deal. But what this legislation would do is require you to show very specific documents that are in some cases hard to get, and that if when you got married, if you adopted your husband's name and you did not go through a legal change of name, Exactly. 34% of women, according to the National Organization for Women, you would not be able to register to vote. And so, you know, their goal is to kick millions of women off the voting rolls, basically.
Is this something to worry about now, or is this if Trump gets in?
Well, this is legislation that they tried to attach to the budget bill last week. They, you know, the must-pass.
Right. Oh,
the
so
government
they're working
shuts,
on it.
Shuts down on October 1st, right. They tried to attach it. It lost. It got shut down in the House of Representatives. They will bring it back. You know, this is a very, very high priority for Republicans. They want to get women off the voting rolls. It's in several states. They believe it's the only way that they'll ever be able to hold on to power. So, yeah, this is a big deal. I was on Ali Velshi's show on Sunday talking about it yesterday, talking about it as well.
Okay.
This is definitely a big deal.
Thanks for getting the word out. Yeah. Word out, because it's just one more thing. They want it to be white Christian males. I mean, that's it. Women are on the side for their fiefdom in their household, and that's it.
You're absolutely right, Diane.
That's
by the way, I wrote about this last week. I think it was last Thursday. You can read the article. It's got the hot links to the actual legislation and everything in it. It's over at HartmanReport.com. Diane, thank you for the call. I have to move along. Thank you. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I want to remind you that on Amy Goodman's show this morning, she put out a warning about Georgia. She said that not only is it the state of Georgia, it's the state of Nebraska and possibly the state of Maine.
Right, because Nebraska and Maine both split the way they apportion their electoral college votes.
Correct. And so she interviewed an official who voted against this change down in Georgia. And that interview can be replayed from her website. So this is an alert to those of you who want to listen to that interview. I'm not qualified to repeat what that woman said, but you can pick it up on Amy's show. And thank you so much, Tom.
Okay. Thank you, Larry. James in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, James, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, Mcgillister here. Hey, I was real happy to hear you get onto the subject of masculinity because I've been soundboarding this topic clumsily on my family just a couple. In fact, I was talking to my son yesterday. We were driving to go pick up a pizza, and he came along with me. And he's the one who brought up the politics, and I kind of went in on a bit of a rant, as you say. And I was raised to be a Republican. It's just who my parents were. It's who my family was. You know, I got two brothers. I have two sons of my own. There's a lot of toxic masculinity in the family, let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. But to that point, I think masculinity has been manipulated to reflect conservative values. But that's not the reality. And to boot, progressive values have taken on this nonsense that it's anti-masculinity. Mm-hmm. It's just the public opinion. This is an Ohioan speaking from the heart. It's what I see and it's what I feel around me. But again, it's not the reality. And I'm so happy there's a Tim Walz out there who's showing another way, because that's what I remember. In fact, even just think about, Ned Flanders. 20 years ago, 30 years ago, when Sid Simpson's came out, that was your religious progressive man. Yeah, there are no Ned Flanders left.
I frankly don't recall who. I recognize the name, but I don't know why. James, I'm sorry.
Oh, Ned Flanders is the character from The Simpsons, who is a goody-two-shoes, liberal-style, 80s softy. But he was super successful, had a wonderful family, and he was always friendly to everybody.
Right.
But that archetype does not exist anymore. And that's because conservatives have taken over toxic masculinity, and they've put it on society, and America was ripe for it. It was coming. Look at
sadly.
All the movies we got, the violence, the dominance.
Yeah.
It breaks my heart. But again, I got two boys, and they're not like that.
Good.
And they recognize these influencers that are out there showing fake masculinity. And, you know, I'd like to think that they can look to me for somebody who learned the hard way that that stuff is toxic.
Yeah. I mean, you know, this is the thing. The you know, our role models, are just, it's such a challenge, you know. It must be a real challenge raising kids right now. I mean, all my kids are grown up. And I'm watching my grandchildren come up, and they're young enough that, you know, this issue of masculinity, I mean, you know, 3 and 5 years old, it's not a thing yet. But, this has got to be a really tough, really confusing time for young boys, you know, young men.
Real quick, Tom, my own dad was taken away by Fox, and I look to you as a father figure. You helped me out, teach my kids, so thank you.
Okay, thank you, James. That's very kind of you.
All right.
I wish you the best with your dad. Thank you. It's 48 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening.
listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
First of day, 5 days a week, right here. I'll be right back with you, Paul. What happens when you're the knock, the next of kin for a loved one who dies? It can be pretty overwhelming. They have to deal with the bank accounts, credit cards, utilities, cars, mortgages, all that stuff, all while grieving a loss. If something were to happen to you tomorrow, would your next of kin be prepared? Well, they would be if you had a knock box, the next of kin box. The knock box helps provide a paper trail for your digital life so your loved ones don't have to go on a wild goose chase. And if you have a household, you need a knock box. It's a complete system that helps you organize your possessions, your finances, your account passwords, your plans for your pets, for your kids, your estate, and more. Use the code TOM to save 18% off any kit exclusively available at knockbox.com. That's N-O-K-box.com, N-O-K-B-O-X.com. Go to knockbox.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get organized and to save your 18%. Knockbox.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about talking about money and why we got to do it, even though it's something we really don't want to do. In our culture, we're almost conditioned, like trained, not to discuss it. You know, it's impolite, it can make people uncomfortable, it could cause conflict. Well, I'm here to say that not talking about money makes it harder to solve money problems, harder to ask for a raise, harder to figure out and talk about what we want in life. Look, if you want to make more money and you want to get better at your money, you got to talk about your money. So let me start with a suggestion that I saw once on a shoebox. Just do it. Find a trustworthy friend or a family member and just talk to them about what's nagging you about your money. Now, you might not solve everything, but I bet you'll make some headway, and I promise it gets easier and better every time. For more money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Take good care.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps. This model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
The Second Amendment is designed to keep the power in this country with the people.
It's not the Second Amendment that preserves power in the people. It's elections, you moron. A dictator like Donald Trump that is a king and immune from prosecution, that is what erodes democracy. Kamala Harris and Uncle Tim Walz, they own guns. Nobody's coming for them. Chillax, Glenn. Get yourself some facts.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Every device we use is getting smarter and more connected. You know, like smartwatches and Wi-Fi-enabled LED bulbs. The world just keeps getting smarter. Your e-commerce business should, too. I used to have a small order, mail order business many years ago. I would have loved to have used ShipStation for all our shipping needs. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers, with discounts of up to 89% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce business with ShipStation, and 98% of those companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future with the shipping software that truly delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Just go to ShipStation.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code TOM. I'm hearing dead air on the nonprofit side, Sean.
Turn off that channel. It's filling you with lies, spreading fear and anger beneath those polished ties. They twist the truth and bend the facts. It's all.
Welcome back. 54 minutes past the hour, and picking up your calls here, Tony in Houma, Louisiana, H-O-U-M-A. Am I saying that right, Tony?
Yeah, that's the blood red state of Louisiana.
Are you anticipating a hurricane this weekend?
We just had one. Just went through. I just don't want to talk about that.
Okay.
My place is a mess. But
right.
I was just wanted to ask you, Tom. I don't remember the name of the organization, but they said that the immigrant population in the United States would contribute $7 trillion to our budget in the next 10 years. And I was just wondering if you knew approximately how much it would cost to do this immigrant roundup and send them back to their countries.
Yeah, that $7 trillion number for a decade, by the way, sounds about right. We've got literally millions of people in this country who are working hard,
yep,
paying taxes,
yep,
and they will never be able to benefit from those taxes because they're not eligible for Social Security,
yeah,
or Medicare. In terms of the cost of the deportation program, I don't know. I've not seen any reasonable estimates. But if we're talking about building giant concentration camps, you know, it's going to be a big boon for the private prison industry. I think it's going to be a mess. And my guess would be it would cost, you know, tens, if not hundreds of billions of dollars. Tony, thanks for the call. Nick in New York City. Hey, Nick, what's up?
Hello, Tom. Can you?
Yep.
Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
Yes. So I just wanted to say I'm a Teamster. I tried to get through last week, but couldn't get through. And I obviously I work with a bunch of different Trump supporters. And I don't like to talk politics with them necessarily and argue with them. These people I got to work with. But last week, one of them brought up the live feed of Donald Trump as he was speaking at a rally, and within 20 seconds he just put his head down and said he's not going to win because he had said something. I think he referred to Kamala Harris in a derogatory way and gestured like a handicapped person and just, you know, and everyone, a few others just kind of agreed with him. So they kind of know that they're going to lose. I just, you know, you keep on saying that it's going to be a blowout. I think their enthusiasm level is in the gutter. Like I said,
I think so
I'm
too.
A sanitation worker, and it's in the garbage, yeah.
There you go. Well, Nick, thank you. Thanks for sharing your experience and your insight with us. I think you're right. I think it's a big loss of enthusiasm on that side, which is going to also depress voter turnout.
Real quick, no one reached out to me to ask me what my thoughts were on the election in the Teamsters, just so you know.
There you go. Thanks a lot, Nick. Good talking to you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100
people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by Milwaukee entertainment critic Matt Miller, and I welcome Deanna Donaldson, president of the Warren's Wisconsin Cranberry Festival, but you can just call her El Presidente.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W29 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.